frankly does the projects, and this is a big project, obviously, and obviously probably state funding is always a little bit of a concern, but where does the project stand in terms of potential groundbreaking time?
They've actually had a groundbreaking ceremony that was several months back, but as far as us actually going to construction right now, if all the funding were to come into play from the state budget and things along those lines, we're looking at having the final documentation ready from the architectural firm in about 2 months, which means it would then go out to bid sometime in the late fall, and they're looking at actually, you know, bringing material on site and starting to build the structure sometime in early January.
Mm-hmm. And I know there was real thought about maybe moving it out to Lafayette, but it's set where it's going to be right now. There's no change in the site right now.
Exactly. There have been some people that maybe voiced opinions that it's not in the right location. I would kind of argue that I think it is in a very good location because you have Simpkins Hall, which houses a lot of people from Fine Arts and Communication. You have Memorial Hall, same thing. Salee Hall, same thing. Brown Hall, same thing. And then you have a lot of the students who live in Corbin and Olson who tend to either be theater majors or music majors or something along those lines. So having that Fine Arts and Communication quad, this would be, you know, essentially the crown jewel that sits in the middle of that would support those people, support all those functions, allow everybody to do the things that they need to do. I'm not naive. Everybody kind of brings up parking and the fact that there are some concerns there. And the university administration is well aware of that, and they're trying to make inroads, you know, to make that a little bit more accessible and things along those lines. But, no, where the building is located, connected to Brown Hall and that quad where the tennis court and the memorial parking lot is, that's where the building is going to go.
You know, whenever anything like this, has the price gone up any, or what's the ballpark still? Has it changed any? I mean, you know, you're always looking at costs and inflation and things.
Right. The number that I've always heard for the last several years is roughly $70 million, mm-hmm. and that number still holds true. I think at the last estimate, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, it looks like somewhere around $71.8 million.
Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously, you're probably like me, you probably didn't immediately go and look at the state budget that passed in the legislature last night. But have you heard anything, if the money is in this budget, is, you know, from a state representative or from someone at the university, is there any feeling that the money is actually going to be there? I mean, that's obviously got to be a little concern.
It is a big concern. I know that I have heard that this is the number one item for the state as far as budgeted components for a university to be able to build and construct. I have heard that, so I would assume that it's going to be, you know, something that's going to happen very soon. But as far as, you know, actually hearing it from someone at the state, a representative, things like that, no, I can't answer to that.
Okay. What do you think of the various Paulettes now? Obviously, you're more in the construction side of it and probably make sure things get it, but you look at some of these samples that have been laid out. I mean, do you think it's going to be a really attractive, nice, because obviously this is a place people need to want to go.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think it's going to be very nice. You know, everyone kind of says, you know, construction and things along those lines. Well, you always get down to the little nitty-gritty things, the details. So making sure that those materials are selected not only look good, but they're also very robust and very well maintained. So you could have something that looked very, very nice, but it was very expensive to maintain or very difficult. I think that the material selection that the architectural firm has picked here today that they're displaying is going to do wonders for the community. The Proscenium Theater, I think they have a very nice palette that they've woven together that's also going to be very functional. Same thing for the Thrust and the Studio Theaters. And then they've also really got into the jazz performance spaces and the different dance studios. So, yeah, I think that what they've selected will look very, very nice.
Tell me a little bit about the sustainability, because this will be LEED certified. What are some of the ways in which you will get that certification? What are some of the measures in the building that are making it more energy efficient?
Well, first of all, the charge from the university was to achieve a LEED Silver certification level for the building, and we are solidly on target to achieve that. We look at the building from a holistic perspective. Every system decision and every material decision we make, we understand the origins of that product and system. We understand the energy impact on the building. As an example, there are high energy efficient mechanical systems that will be used on this building. There are occupancy sensors for on-off lighting to conserve energy from a lighting perspective. The materials we used have a low or no volatile organic compound admixtures in them. We've chosen a roofing material that is a reflective roofing material that will dissipate heat. The glass on the perimeter of the building is a low emissivity glass that will retract heat during the summer months and hold in heat during the winter months. So, and also I think the overall construction process that this building will be built from, our specifications will require recycling of discarded material. It will require tracking of origins of materials. So there's a cradle to grave approach to sustainability on the project that we've taken on at the direction of not only Western Illinois, but frankly, Pelly Clark Pelly and Canon Design have that as a basic mantra in the buildings we design.